Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. I bring you greetings from Oju local government. And Otukpo Benue State. Who will soon show you the clip of that crusade. But this, briefly, the lifting power of praise. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to verse 19. He said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the flock and the fields shall yield no meat. Even if the flock is cut off from the fold, and there is no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Anybody ready to rejoice in the Lord? I will joy in the God of my salvation. Hey! For the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon mine high places. To the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudmost amen. Very, very quickly, we would like to understand the lifting power of praise. It is made abundantly clear throughout scripture that praise is a supernatural lifter of man. I heard from God's servant Bishop David Abe some time back that praise is the power to be raised. Even if everything was not working, Habakkuk said, yet I will rejoice. And once I rejoice, God will cause me, he will guard my feet with strength, and I will walk upon my high places, not low places. High praises is the doorway to high places. High praises is the doorway to the high places of life. You are not permitted to remain in the low places. You are not permitted to remain grounded if you are not deprived or devoid of praise. David was a man that was unusually lifted. The eighth child in a family where he was abandoned, rejected by his mother and father, according to Psalm 27 verse 10. Abandoned by his brothers and sisters in the bush to keep the flock. Nobody cared. But he was a worshipper. He was a praiser. He didn't only leave the back to the front. He left the pit to the top. If the devil cannot stop you from praising God, the devil cannot stop you from going up. Hey! If the devil cannot stop you from praising God, the devil cannot stop you from going up. If you are to ask me what is one of my secrets of life and destiny and ministry and assignment, I will tell you ceaseless, effortless, unprovoked praise and worship. You don't need to wait for anything to happen to praise. You are just in the praise mood, in the worship mode. Permanently. If the devil cannot stop you from praising God, that devil cannot stop you from going up. I prophesy to someone here this morning at the end of this service, you are going up to your high places. In the name of Jesus Christ. David went up by the power of praise. Now, what is the lifting power of praise? What makes praise? To lift men. Number one, praise releases supernatural strength for supernatural strides and lifts. It releases supernatural strength for supernatural strides and lifts. Habakkuk just told us now that as he praises God despite the situation around him, the Lord will guard him with strength. And that strength will make him to walk upon his high places. Weak people don't fly high. They don't go high. They are unable. Mountaineers, people who climb mountains, they walk with strength and stamina and energy. The joy of the Lord remains your strength. So when you praise God, you access supernatural strength. And when you have supernatural strength, your rise is inevitable. Your rise is unstoppable. Your lift is inevitable. Your rise is unstoppable. And I believe that as we praise God, we have praised God already today, and we shall be praising God a little bit more in the course of this service. I declare your lifting and your shifting. No devil, no witch, and no wizard can stop it. Shout the loudest, amen. Number two, praise releases the mantle and unction for royalty. It releases the mantle and the unction for royalty. Genesis chapter 29 verse 35 shows us the birth of Judah. She conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. The fourth son of Leah. I will praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left barren. Judah therefore meant praise. I will praise the Lord. So when you hear Judah, it means praise the Lord. Now what is the destiny of the one who prays? In Genesis chapter 49 verse 10, he said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. That is rulership, power, authority and royalty shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. The rulership tribe of Israel is the tribe of Judah. David was of the tribe of Judah. And Solomon was of the tribe of Judah. And Hezekiah was of the tribe of Judah. And Jehoshaphat was of the tribe of Judah. King Asa was of the tribe of Judah. Josiah, Joash. Any king that was a relevant king in Israel was of the tribe of Judah. The tribe of Judah is the tribe of praise. The scepter cannot depart from Judah. The meaning is, for as long as praise is on ground, royalty is inevitable. For as long as praise is on ground, kingship is inevitable. Your royalty, your kingship, no devil can stop it. If you know how to praise God, if you know how to worship God, you are either a king currently or a king in the making. As we praise God this morning, as we celebrate God this morning, I see kings and I see queens rising out of this assembly. If you are the one, your amen would have been louder than that. People that will occupy several realms of influence and take charge and be in charge of realms and domains. They are here this morning. If you believe that, say the loudest amen. So praise releases the mantle and the unction for royalty. Number three, praise releases divine favor, and divine favor is responsible for divine lifting. Praise releases divine favor, and divine favor is responsible for divine lifting. Acts chapter 2 verse 47. The apostles were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So when you praise God, you have favor
When you have favor, what happens? Genesis 39, verse 21 to 22. Concerning Joseph, the Bible said, and Joseph was brought down to Potiphar, the captain of the guard. Genesis 39, 21 to 22. Can you place it on the screen fast? But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor. God gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison, by that favor committed to Joseph's hand, all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Can you imagine a man who was sent into the prison as a prisoner becoming the controller of prison? Controller of prison is a rank in the Nigerian prison service. And now they said, you are no longer a prisoner, but in charge, you are the controller of the prison. Everything that happened in the prison is happening by your frequency. So a prisoner can become a prison warden by the power of favor. Esther chapter 2 verse 15 to 16, we saw how Esther got favor, and that favor brought her lifting. The meaning is, you cannot praise God and not have favor. And you cannot be favored and not be lifted. You cannot praise God and lack favor. And you cannot be favored and not be lifted. You cannot praise God and lack favor. And you cannot be favored and not be lifted. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? This morning, favor is coming for somebody. Who is that person? And that favor is going to make them to send for you. They shall send for you in this season. And that favor is going to position you where you belong in life. Shout the loudest, amen. Number four, praise delivers from depression. The garment of praise is the cure for the spirit of heaviness. In Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 3, he said, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When you put on the garment of praise, you are delivered from the spirit of heaviness, depression. Why is that important? Because whenever you are weighed down, you are tied down. Nothing can lift a man that is weighed down. Psalm 42 verse 5, he said, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Psalm 42 verse 11. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Somebody say aloud, amen. When you praise God, you are delivered from the spirit of depression. And once you have stepped out of depression, the next thing that is left for you is elevation. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You know, depression is down there. When you are when there is a gully, it's depressed. The mountain is an elevation. If you are delivered from depression, what is left for you is elevation. As it is in geography, so it is in spirituality. When you are delivered from depression, the next place is the elevation. When you leave the pit, the next place is the top. That is what praise. So many people are wondering why they are not lifted, why they are not promoted, why things are not working. It's because you are too weighed down to be lifted up. Whatever weighs you down slows you down. To be weighed down is to be slowed down. To be weighed down is to be tied down. To be weighed down is to be kept down. But there is somebody here. Your lift has arrived. That amen can be better than this. That amen can be better than this. That amen can be better than this. Finally, praise is a trigger for the anointing. And the anointing is key to lifting. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is the right scepter. Psalm 45 verse 7. The oil of gladness, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God thy God has anointed you with the oil of gladness, and that oil takes you above your fellows. See the equation. Gladness releases the oil that produces the lifting. Your attitude and the climate of gladness will produce for you an oil that will take you above your fellows. In Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2, verse 1 to 3, he said, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with the solemn sound. When I have done this, verse 10 will happen. If I have praised God like this, my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. If I praise God well, I receive the anointing. If I praise God well, I receive the authority. If I praise God well, I receive the lifting. That is why praisers are highly oiled, highly oiled. Worshippers are heavily anointed. And as they are heavily anointed, they are heavily lifted. Lifted to the annoyance of demons and witches and bitches and wizards and lizards. He just heard now of the lizard that attacked the man. Thinks it was a wizard lizard. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Do these things. Praise God. And you will see supernatural strength that will cause your lifting. You will see the mantle that will crown you a king. You will see divine favor that will beat the imagination of the wicked. You will be delivered from the spirit of depression and deprivation. You will sour with fresh oil that will take you upon your high places. I give you 3 keys to this kind of praise. Number one, praise and worship God as a matter of life assignment. If you want to see the lifting power of praise, you must praise and worship God as a matter of life assignment. That this thing is not just what I do because I'm in church. It's not just what I do because I feel happy. He said, these people have I formed for myself. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21. They shall show forth my praise. I was created to praise God. I was created to worship God. When I see the things that I'm expecting to see, or I don't see them yet, it's my life assignment. In the book of Psalm 103, maybe verse 16 thereabout, Psalm 102. Verse 16 thereabout. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come. And the people, including you and me, which shall be created, shall praise the Lord. Are you seeing a purpose of your creation? The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. They were not created. 102 verse 18. They were not created just to move about decorating themselves. That is okay. But the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. I'm thankful, Lord, for seeing another breaking of the day. I say thank you. Whenever you wake up on your bed in the morning and you did not wake up in the hospital, open your mouth and praise the Lord. When you woke up in the morning and you did not wake up in a mental asylum, you didn't realize yourself in the mortuary, praise the Lord. You didn't find yourself in jail. Even if you found yourself in false accusation, lift up your voice. The people which shall be created, they shall praise the Lord. Listen, when you fulfill your assignment, you are qualified for your consignment. There is a package for living. There is something that God has for you, for your existence on the earth. If you can fulfill your assignment, you will not beg for your consignment. You won't beg for it. Somebody say loud amen. If you fulfill your assignment, you are qualified for your upliftment. Never had a prayer request for money or for car or house in 20 something years of ministry. I'm looking for car, looking for house. It's not part of the prayer request. Somebody say amen. Praise and worship God as a matter of life assignment. Number two, praise and worship God for who he is and not just for what he does. For who he is. For who he is. He said we should praise God. Give the Lord the praise that is due unto him. Praise him in the beauty of holiness. Who is like unto thee, O Lord. Exodus 15:11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord. Among the gods. Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and you are fearful in praises. Always do in wonders. Let your praise be centered on his person, not just his products. Let your praise seek his face, not just his hand. Celebrate his almightiness and you will see his faithfulness. Let our praise, let us not be the generation of people who are permanently looking for things. Even though we said that all the things we mentioned earlier on are the things that will come to us as we praise God, let God himself be our focus. How insulting will it be for me to have my wife approach me? And I said, I want to thank you and to let you know I like you because you helped me. You assisted me to buy this or to get that. And that's all the only reason why I like you. Isn't that very complimentary? No, highly insulting. No wife will tell the husband like that. I know of women who have told their husbands, including this one, if I am to marry again, I'll still marry you. Not for anything. Especially when you married when you were nothing. When you had nothing. When you are not expecting to become anything. Am I communicating? That is how God feels when we only approach him because of problem. We don't value him other than the fact that, God, I need a car. We don't value him other than the fact that, God, I need a house. I need promotion. And if anything delays more, we begin to quarrel him. He said, I am not a God to be used. I am a God to be praised. I am not a God to be used. I am a God to be worshipped. And if God does not know your voice of worship in peacetime, he will never hear your voice of worry in wartime. Did you hear what I just said? If God is not familiar with your voice of worship in times of peace, he will never respond to your voice of worry in times of problem. Because there are people, the only time they have to speak to God is when they are worried and troubled about something. Let God at least, you see, relationship must precede request. Did you hear what I just said? Relationship must precede request. When you ask somebody to do you a favor and the person does not know you from anywhere, that is called begging. That's begging. There is a difference between praying and begging. Praying is talking to someone you have a relationship with. Begging is asking for favor from someone you have no relationship with. Some people meet me and they say, I am a pastor of Transfer Ministry and I've come to see you. So please, I want you to come and preach in our next year convention. I am seeing you for the first time. Say, where do I know you from? And you're inviting me to come and stand and preach on which altar? And who are you? What is your source? What are your roots? Say, young man, let me give you wisdom. Don't make requests from anybody you have not established a relationship. I said, relationship always precedes request. That makes it honorable. That makes it dignified. If my wife or children or people I know are asking things from me, it's not strange to me. So I'm meeting you for the first time and you are putting me under pressure for things. It's challenging. I like us to take that approach to God. Let your relationship with God be buoyant. And your request from him will be vibrant. In fact, before you ask, he will know. How many of you know that when you have close relationship with people, you know their needs even before they ask? For example, oh, madam, you need to change this cloth. One day I told my wife, I said, this cloth must disappear now. The cloth she likes to wear in the night or something. Say, disappear it. Either I burn it or I bury it or something. But this cloth must disappear. burn it, bury it or something. Just, but make sure this cloth disappears immediately. I've done so to my children too. This one must disappear now. What is this? I can't define the cloth. Hallelujah. So, you see, the Bible says, it shall come to pass that while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Before they call, I will answer. Why? Relationship. I know them, we are together. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, 25. I won't need to wait for them to beg me. Provided me and them are together, we have a rapport. We have relationship. And that is what God is saying. I want you to worship me and praise me for me. Before you ask anything, let us familiarize ourselves first. Before you make requests, let us know each other. Let me know that you value me, not because I can do anything for you, but because you know I am God and you value me and respect me. When you come to such a level with God, then you don't beg for things. Praise and worship him for who he is, not just for what he does. And finally, praise and worship God in the clearness of conscience.
in the clearness of conscience. Let nothing come between you and your God. Let nothing come between your God and your praise. The Bible said in Psalm 29 and in verse 2, it said we should worship him in the beauty of holiness. I love you, Lord, when you are offending him at the same time with your life. It doesn't gel. Right? You are offending me and yet you say you value me. You are offending me all the time and yet you say you respect me. You are doing all the things I say you shouldn't do. And yet you come to tell me I like you, I love you, I worship you, Lord. You are the best that thing that has happened in my life, oh Lord. And he say, what are you talking about? You are permanently annoying me with lying, with stealing, with cheating, with duping, misrepresenting me to the world, making people not to worship me and come to me because of the way they see your life, and yet you are saying you love me, you value me, you. What are you talking about? Let our worship and our character merge. Let there be a merging. In fact, let your character become your praise. Do you understand what the Bible said in Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 15? 16. Let your light shine before men, that they may see not your bad works, not your iniquitous works, not your hypocritic works, not your terrible life, but that they may see your good works, so that it can lead to the praise of your Father. It can glorify your Father which is in heaven. So your character is a department of your worship. Where people look at you and they want to follow you to church. When they look at you and they say, tell us more about your God. It's a new day for somebody. It's a new day for somebody. And the good thing about God is that it's never too late to be right while we are in this world. You can make it right. You can make amends. You can make adjustments. You can ask him for a change of story if your life is not working right. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and let us praise him and honor him. Praise him as a matter of life assignment. Praise him for who he is, not just for what he does. Praise him in the clearness of your conscience. Lift up your right hand. You are always there to help. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there. You are always there. For me, even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trust you, I still have faith in your word that you are. Sing it one more time, you are. You are always there to help me, even when no one else was there. You are always there for me, even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trust you, I still have faith. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. And everyone, everywhere you are this morning, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. Anywhere you are, so that our praise and our worship can be acceptable. I'd like you to pray this prayer with me. Mean it from your heart. You are seated here live. You are watching via the satellite or the internet. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
All those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand? All right, quickly come forward. Carry your Bibles and bags. Quickly rush to the front and be the first to come. I'll give you the count of 7-1. Lord, I give you my heart. 2. And 3. 4. Every moment I'm away. 5. Have your way, Lord. Just 1 minute. There is a culture of people trying to stand up and move when altar call is being given. That is a very wrong way to live. Please, ushers, forbid that completely. That is disrespectful both for God, for church. Forbid it. Altar call does not mean end of service. There are people who can wait for 10 hours on a government official looking for money. They can't wait for 3 hours in the presence of God. What do you want out of life? In a hurry to come to church, in a hurry to leave. What do you want to achieve with your life? Until the grace is shared, it is wrong to step out of church. Until the grace is shared. Please bear that in mind. Beyond that, it is a distraction. While something is happening in front and then there is movement at the back, it's a distraction. Those moving there now, I don't know whether they are coming in to church for the first time or they are coming for service, they should give them the seat nearby there. It's a distraction. When we are giving the call, people are coming forward, others are moving at the back trying to move out. It's a distraction. And it's disrespectful for the person standing on the altar. Hallelujah. Go ahead and take that song. Quickly, you are still there, bound by addiction, by any negative lifestyle, whatever you are not happy with, that is wrong with your life. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags and join forward here and let us pray with you. Let's go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you'll touch the lives of your children, that the hold of sin be broken, the fresh grace to live for God be released upon you. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Help from above, mercy from above. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. Grace is released upon you to live for God. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands.